want some changes to the Postal Service reform bill that Congress is working on and the plans that Postmaster General Donahoe is proposing. What do you think should change in those two?
Well, first, it's good to be on the show. Thank you very much. I am concerned that what they are trying to do is to reduce the service levels that the patrons of the Postal Service are used to. If you mail a letter in a community, there's an expectation that by the next day that will get to your neighbor or to a business located in that general community. As they're closing the distribution centers, that's becoming an impossible task, meaning more and more people will not be using the Postal Service. So I want to see them maintain their level of service. I don't want to see them increase by as much as 100% the expectation of when mail will be delivered. That would be unacceptable. So I want to see the distribution centers remain open. I want to see the service levels remain the way they should. I think that will be the framework for a more efficient system because you need people to use the postal system.
To that end, on the processing centers, sir, you told him, Postmaster General Donahoe, you don't want a processing center in Cumberland out in Western Maryland closed because it will push that mail volume about 70 miles away to Johnstown, Pennsylvania. Now, I live near the one in Gaithersburg that's scheduled for closure. That would consolidate. That work would be done in Capitol Heights. Same thing with the one in Waldorf that they'd like to close. Is that different because of the geographical proximity, or is that different because that's an all-Maryland deal and the jobs and so forth wouldn't be shifting out of the state of Maryland?
No, it's not an issue of Maryland versus another state. They also are looking at closing the Easton Distribution Center, Processing Center. And here's the problem. If you put your mail into a mailbox in Cumberland, and it's got to be transported 70 miles away for its cancellation and then returned to Cumberland for the mail delivery, the odds of getting that delivered in one day is nil. It's going to take a minimum of 2 days. To me, that makes little sense. The extra cost of the labor and transportation to move that mail back and forth, to me, just doesn't add up and make sense. So what I think they're trying to do is to increase the amount of time it takes to deliver mail by reducing the expectation that you'll be able to get mail delivered in a day. That's, to me, is counterproductive because I really do believe businesses and individuals who rely on packages being delivered, et cetera, are going to say, look, this is not the type of service we need. There are other options available. We use other options. So I want to keep as many of these processing centers open as necessary so that we can maintain the service expectation that we've had for many years for those who use the post office, the postal system for delivery of mail and packages.
Now, is it fair to say, too, that you're on the record in favor of keeping the 6-day delivery system?
Yeah, I think we should keep 6-day delivery also. I think that's another issue of convenience. Think about the circumstance when you have a 3-day weekend, where you have a holiday on a Monday. If you have no delivery on Saturday, if you have no delivery on Monday, and if you start to say that we have to move our mail in the Easton case hundreds of miles in order to get it canceled and then returned, it's going to be 5 or 6 days before packages and mail is delivered. That's just increasing the problems for the postal system.
So where do we go then to try to find the billions of dollars that the Postal Service is experiencing in losses?
Well, it's a great question, and there are many options available. But the one option you don't want to do is reduce service. If you reduce service, their revenues are going to continue to go down.
That's certainly there's a very defendable case there, but there is that matter of that huge deficit, that huge shortfall.
Absolutely.
That the Postal Service has.
Closing the production distribution centers will not save money. I think it will cost money. You got to figure in the extra travel cost of moving the mail back and forth, and the time of the driver, as well as the gasoline and the trucks, etc. But the way to save money is to have a more efficient system. The way to save money is to have an accountable system. You shouldn't be over accounting for the cost of the fringe benefits, which every study has shown that the postal system is over currently paying more than they should into these pension and health care systems. There are ways in which we can put the system on a more cost-effective plane. I'm for that. I'm for a more efficient system. I just don't think that's the bottom line on the distribution changes. I think that the bottom line there is that they're trying to reduce expectation of delivery, and I just don't think that makes sense.
Well, a quick shout-out to my mailman, Gary, who tells me that when he hears the term more efficient system, he fears that that means fewer of him.
Well, no, look, we have a universal system. We're going to need the personnel to make sure that if you live in a rural community or you live in an urban community, you have the expectation of universal mail service. That has a cost associated with it. To me, there can be no compromise to that. So I want to make sure that the person who delivers your mail is assured that the service amount that is expected per person is reasonable, and we're not trying to overburden the individuals who are working there.
What do you think about the idea of the Postal Service taking its benefits system, its health insurance system, in-house?
I think it makes a lot of sense to have a much more efficient payment structure for charging the U.S. Postal Service for the cost of the fringe benefits of their employees. They're being overcharged today, which means that that they're being penalized for a system that they could do a lot cheaper.
We're almost out of time, sir, and I'm grateful for your time this afternoon.
Sure.
You're very generous with it. If I could ask you quickly, what do you have to say to the folks at the NTEU rally today?
Well, first, I said thank you for your public service. And secondly, I said, as they said, enough is enough. Our federal workers have already contributed towards the national debt with a two-year pay freeze and asked to do more with less, that we need to have fairness in our system. They're not responsible for the debt. Let's make sure that we have a fair way of dealing with the fiscal problems of this country and stop picking on the federal workers.